Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast land. Thank you for tuning in to Hodge to Hodge Podcast, and this is the Messenger Edition. This is Nurse Carmen, and I'd like to introduce you to the Messenger. We have the co-producers, Ken and Rondaya Hodge, and the Messenger is Ron Hodge. Welcome.
Good evening, and thank you all for
tuning
in.
That ain't no fair. You ain't playing fair, man.
Flash from the past, huh?
Yeah, I was up here clapping.
And I don't even have to worry about copyright infringements on that, huh?
No, it was Jane up in here. I said Jane was up in here rocking.
Yeah,
But that's how it used to go down every Sunday morning.
That's right. That's right.
Who did that? Was Chester's song, right?
That was Chester. Mm.
That was Chester. Yeah.
And Uncle Kaya.
Yeah. That's right.
For those that don't know, those were the Mighty Southland Singers.
The Mighty Southland.
That's right.
That's right. Better known as Unc to us.
Right. That's what it was, man.
Better known as Unc.
Hey, you know what? It's late, but never too late. Shout out to the Butler family, because you know Chester just passed away recently, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so shout out to the Butler family. Butler family, I'm sorry. Yeah, because Jumpin' Chester, that was our guy, man.
But I just wanted to talk for a moment just about that song. They talked about If Jesus Came Today.
Came again.
I just want us to think about what happens when we realize who it is that we really are?
That's right.
Because when we realize who we really are, then that song has meaning, because then Jesus, the Christ, God, the Spirit, whatever you want to call him, is returning. But what we don't understand is he's returning, but he's returning to our remembrance. He's not, because he's never left, or the spirit in which Jesus represents never left. And that spirit is within each and every one of us. So because we have that spirit of God, which some people like to give credit to Jesus, which I don't have a problem with, but I just have the problem if we don't understand exactly what and who Jesus was. And you can never understand who Jesus was until you understand who you are.
Right.
And when you realize who you are, then you'll realize that Jesus has returned. We have so many folks that are sitting back, looking to the hills from which cometh their help, expecting him to break the sky and come when he's already here. All we need to do is break the hardness of our hearts and realize just who it is we are and whom we are. And then we'll understand that there is nothing for us to be ashamed of. And so because there is nothing for us to be ashamed of, it's time for us to begin to walk in that knowledge that we, that you and I, we are all part of the body. We are all part of the Christ that they call, because there is only one. And in so many of the different literatures, the Bibles, the Qurans, and all of these different writings, this is what they spoke about. But we still sit back in that stupor as if we are not part of the body. And we sit back thinking about it like that, but we understand that without God, we are nothing. So if without God we are nothing, who are we then? Without God we are nothing. But with God we can do all things. And we do all things.
Amen.
But we fail to see it because of the teaching, because of the failure to open our blinded eyes and unstop our deaf ears, that we can hear what it is that God is saying to us. And God is telling us that you are part of him. And I use the analogy so many different times. We have to understand, if you take ocean water out of the ocean, it does not stop that water from being ocean water.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
And that is the same with us. And so what we have to understand with regards to that is we haven't been taken apart from God. We just think that in our minds that we are away from him. We are not a part of him. We think that we've done something so wrong that he is so mad at us. And people are being born and being transferred into the new life every second of the day. But we still looking to the skies to break open, to see somebody coming down with long blonde hair sliding down like he, the Parliament or Earth, Wind, and Fire, just sliding down out of the sky. No, he is here. He is in us.
That's
and
right.
We have to understand and accept that. And when we can understand and accept that, then we can start to be different. And when I say different, I mean different in the way that we treat one another, different in the way that we look at one another. And this is the big step that we've got to learn to take so that we can separate ourselves. Jesus, there was a writing that Jesus said, excuse me, that the way that they will know who you are is by the way that you treat one another, the way that you love one another. This is how you will be able to determine that you are my disciples. Now, Jesus, in the human form, in the human stage, said disciples. And we are all call ourselves, quote unquote, Christians because we are trying to be Christ-like. So if we're trying to be Christ-like, Christ spoke about nothing but love. And we've got a little bit of everything but love. And so we have to understand that other stuff that we have, it's just not natural. It's not natural. Mm-hmm. So we are actually working harder not to be Christ-like than to just be Christ-like, because you are naturally a loving being. Because that is what God is, love.
Right.
And that is what you are, love. And if we really stop and think about it sometime love wants to burst out of us and we fight it. Because then we decide who it is that should get our love. We go to the store, we've got someone out there that's asking for change. We make a decision. Should that person get our love? Or should I give that love to somebody with a tighter dress or cleaner pants or a prettier smile? We make the decision on just who it is. And we've got to be able to look at each and every one, no matter the race, creed, or color, and understand that that person is you.
Yes.
It's so important for us to tune in to that spirit within us that is talking to us, and is talking to us louder and louder each day. And it seems like the louder that the spirit is talking to each and every one of us, we're putting earplugs in to tune it out more and more, because I can't hear what it is that God is telling me because I'm looking somewhere else for him. And you know what happens when you're looking somewhere else? You're going to miss it. You're missing that word. That word from God, you're missing it because you'd rather wait till Sunday and let somebody open up a book that's 3,000 years old and read it to you as the word of God, when you're getting a fresh anointing each and every day. Every minute of our lives, if we would just tune in, go within so that we can come without. Come out and be who it is that we were here destined to be. But the beautiful thing about it is you can do it now or you can do it later. But guess what? You're going to do it.
Amen.
There's a scripture that says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Now, all of that bowing, I don't know about, but I know the tongue will confess, because when you come to the knowledge of who you are, and you will come to that knowledge, it might not be today, it might not be tomorrow, it might not even be next year, but before this life is over, you will come to that knowledge. And if you really stop to think about it, there are so many people that on their deathbed, it seems as if just before they're beginning to go on to the next life, you can see a change. You can see that change. Now, we've got to understand that it's still in the human sense, because then in the human sense, they're still trying to hold on. Because just like we miss them, they're going to miss us. But
right.
They know that there comes a time where there's a peace. There's a peace with them where they've accepted it, because that's when they've been able to hear what saith God, what it is that God has been saying to us throughout the day, throughout our life. But we'd rather take that, what it is that God is telling us, and blame it or give credit to any and everyone except for who really deserves it or who it really is. And God, being so magnificent, so understanding, could care less if you want to give the credit to me. All he wants is for you to come to the knowledge of who you are. The same way he, according to the writings, he cracked the sky and said, "This is my beloved son."
Mm-hmm.
It's the same for each and every one of us, except for it'll be daughter. You know what I mean? So it is the same. And it's about doing what is right. And I've had a conversation with Nurse Carmen, and I said something that I want people to understand. Your will is God's will. But don't get it twisted as to think, because I said your will is God's will, that's not God. God's will is not our will, not yet.
Right.
Because God's will is that you love one another, that you treat one another right.
Mm.
That's God's will. But because God loves us so much, and because he is a part of us, the
Amen.
Will that you want, he is okay with it. So because he is okay with your will becomes his will. Because nothing that you have been able to achieve throughout this entire life that you've been here could not have been done without that spirit within you. And if it was something that spirit within you did not want you to do, I don't care how big and bad or how unworthy or filthy we may think we are, trust me, you cannot do it. It cannot be done. Nothing is done without the okay of God. Nothing. And because nothing is done without the approval of God, we've got to stop looking at so many different things as being so bad or against the will of God. Because there can be nothing that is against the will of God. And so we need to stop and think about what it is that we're allowing our minds to bring us through because of what we've been told. And as I've said before on our podcast before, we're still using outdated data. And each and every one of us, when we get a computer, when that computer starts to slow down and not do the things that you want it to do, what do?
Update it or get a new one.
All right. That's what you do. And so it's time for us to update the data that we have, because the data that we have, if we continue on that path, if we think about what we've been trying to act like, because we really haven't been really doing it. But if we try to act like what we were doing, it's not really working. It's not bringing you the love that you desire. It's not bringing you the peace that you desire. It's not bringing you the understanding that you desire. So why do we feel that it's wrong to update that data? And that data that we're asking you to update is the same data, but it's from a different perspective.
Right, right.
Because all religions talk about love. All religions talk about love, and all religions at one point in time in history waged a war. So if you're waging a war against anybody, how can the message of love sink in? How can that be your number one priority? How can that be your number one commitment to God if you're always fighting in his name? And if you're fighting in his name, you don't think that the God that you serve or that you claim you serve, you don't think he can fight your own battles? Even when he told you, don't you fight your battles, I'll fight them for you. I mean, according to scripture, this is what he said.
Right.
Vengeance belongs to him.
That's right. Vengeance is mine.
But what we don't understand is that vengeance, he's telling you that vengeance belongs to him, let him do it, is because he's letting you know that there is no need for it. If you've done something truly wrong, the universe is designed that what a person soweth, they're going to reap it. Now, by no means am I trying to glorify anyone's death. But even with death, one of the things we have to understand is I don't care who you are. That's a bridge you're going to have to cross. God, the original plan that you designed from the beginning was not for you to be in this body forever. You were designed in this body for a while so that you may experience your magnificence on your own, that you may be able to experience the power that you possess as a God being. And we use it subconsciously so many times, but instead of subconsciously, we need to be awoken so that we're using it on a regular basis. More than we're not. Right now we're using it far less than what we should be. Only time we really, really, really tune into it is when somebody about to tap that butt. And what I mean by that is when you're about to get in some kind of trouble that you can't get out of. Then you fall back on that power, on that spirit, and that spirit leads you. And then soon as the spirit helps you through whatever the situation is, because what the spirit does is it strengthens you. It gives you that calming feeling that it's going to be all right. Now, you might get some bumps and bruises along the way, but you're at peace because you've listened to the spirit that let you know that he would never leave you or forsake you. And that is what helps you get through it. And then once you get through it, you just take it and you put it back in the closet. Instead of relying on it, because look where it brought you from. So, as I've always said, we've got to learn how to start counting it all joy. And some of the things that happen to us that we don't want to count joy, then we should have enough sense, enough godliness to know that the last time I did that, what happened, I'm not doing that anymore because I did not like the outcome that it brought. And so even though I did not like the outcome, that is on my mind, so I know not to do it again. So technically, that was a blessing because it showed me a road that I did not need to travel. So how can you condemn a road that showed you that it's not good for you to go on? How can you make that bad? But because we're looking at everything from a carnal sense, from this world, and we have to understand that this whole thing is made up of so much more than what we see right here on Earth. There is no end to the universe. But we think everything is right here on Earth. There is no more. But there is no end to the universe. Planets have their own solar systems, not just this one here. Stars. Can anybody count the stars in the sky? This is all what we put together. We did this in the beginning of time, but we fail to allow ourselves to remember what it is that we've done. And all we have to do is work hard at bringing it back to our remembrance. The same way we work hard to try to remember where it is that we put that sock at, or where it is that we put our keys. We call it back to our remembrance. And the same way we do that, there is nothing that we can't do. Because of who we are, we can do all things. But we have a tendency to limit ourselves because we think that we are not connected. And I'm here to tell you, if you are not connected, you are nothing. And because we all are something, whether depending on how people look at it, but you are something. And that something is a part of God.
Amen.
So I challenge those that they want to call holy Bible thumpers, read the Bible. Ask God, not pastor or reverend or bishop, ask God to give you the true knowledge, give you the understanding. But our problem is we rely on somebody that don't know. I can't go to somebody that don't know how to drive a car and tell them to teach me how to drive when they don't know. And we get up every Sunday morning or Saturday or Wednesday and we go to a place and have somebody tell you about you. Now, you don't think that same quote unquote person that wants to call himself a reverend or a bishop or apostle or whatever they want to call themselves, you don't think they've got issues going on in their life? But God finds no fault in the issues that they have, but he's going to give them a word to give you, per se. And not that anybody, and please understand what I'm saying, everybody can give a word.
Right.
We are all messengers. We all have a word. Some of us like to hold on to it. Fear of not being accepted. Fear of people looking at you like you're crazy. I've had so many people kind of wonder, so many people when I begin to explain to them, because throughout my most of my adult life, I was a deacon. I am a deacon in the church. And when I start explaining and talking to people, the first thing they come out of their mouth is that I don't believe that there is a God. And through all of this that I'm saying, all I'm trying to get us to understand is that we are more connected to God than we can even imagine. But somehow or another, because it's not the same rhetoric that they're used to hearing, they've been able to take that and say that I do not believe that there is God.
Right.
And now, I'm not comparing myself, but I am. Think about it. Isn't that exactly what they did to Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus tried to tell them and show them a better way, another way, and they called him everything but who he was.
Yeah, child of God, that's right. Uh-huh.
Everything but that. And then the one person that you would think would have no pity, no understanding, no nothing, was the only one who truly did. And that's Pontius Pilate. He said, I wash my hands from this. I don't find any fault in the person. That's what he said. But what did we do? We don't pay it any attention.
Mm-mm.
As we begin to wind down from this.
Amen. Whoo, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother.
I thank you all for coming out tonight and listening. I just want us to get into the knowledge and start walking in that knowledge that we are special. We are so special. And the fact that we are one.
That's right.
We are one. Mr. Co-Producer, I do truly thank you for letting me take control of the mics today. I know this is normally mother's time, but I just wanted to send a curveball completely up in here. I know you say, well, what's going on here? But I just want
to... We shouldn't think the same so much, brother.
Oh,
okay. I was just having that conversation. Hey, but God leave the glory, folks.
Can I be the glory?
But that's what happens when you're one. Spirit's touching and agreeing, my brother.
For sure, man.
This is how simple, and this is how we miss it, because of the fact that it's right before us. Jesus said a fool could never.
I know we opened up with the Southland. So in true Southland condition, in Southland vintage, I'm going to go ahead and pull the mic on this show. Hey, good evening, everyone. Yeah, I'm acting Uncle Roy right now. Remember how the brothers would keep singing, Uncle Roy keep grabbing the microphone? Okay, good night, everyone.
All right, my brother.